You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about the new approach to life. So the new approach to life is learning to live with reality as it truly is, learning to engage the laws of the universe, the law of attraction, and to see everything for the truth of what it is and not buy into the illusion. The old approach to life is to live in fear and control and operate as if outside conditions are making you feel something. So that's a approach to life that everyone is in. We've all been in it. We're making our way out of that approach to life and into the new approach to life, and it's very exciting. Once you get into this new approach to life, you start to see what's really going on here. You have so much more clarity. You don't react to things the way you used to. You sort of respond to them. You see, you know, if you're feeling fear and you're perceiving something as bad or wrong, you realize that you're having a judgment, then that's based on a limiting belief. So then you start to look at it from a higher perspective and see the truth that's in the situation. Why do you feel triggered? What is it about what they're saying or what's happening that causes you to feel fear? And then you, instead of acting on urges to change the conditions, you start to incorporate it into your entire viewpoint of life. So it's far more effective, far more liberating, far more abundant. You start to become really effective in everything you do. It's an amazing transformation. Now, few people are ready to do that, but we're on this leading edge of thought. And so we're entertaining this new approach to life for the first time. And as we do, we're building new pathways of consciousness where other people can follow. So once people see how it changes your life, then you'll be this example of alignment that they'll be able to follow. So we're all here doing that right now. And Joshua explains exactly what this is. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you, we have a brand new Ascension Experience Alignment course starting on Monday, July 26th. It's not too late to get in that course. Just send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com, and I'll send you all the information. It's 100% guaranteed. I'm just going to send you the info. If you like it, then you can sign up, enroll. And if not, if it's not for you or not the right time, then you can put it aside till a better time. Also, remember to like and subscribe to this podcast, share it with your friends, leave a review, leave a comment. You know, make sure that you're getting all of these podcasts as they're coming in. When subscribing to it, that really helps boost us in the rankings. We're generally in the top 200 of most countries' spirituality podcasts. So it's really been growing and growing and growing, and we really appreciate your support in doing that. So enjoy today's show, and we'll see you later. So now you're getting to realize that there's more going on in this physical realm than you had once thought. You're understanding maybe that you are an infinite, magnificent being of pure positive love and acceptance, and that you have been perceiving reality from the point of view of the illusion, of the limited perspective, of the individual who is trying to survive in a malevolent universe, and you're just doing what you can to get what you think you lack. And in that old approach to life of fear and control, you receive urges to change conditions. And every time a manifestation event occurs, you see it as something bad or wrong. And so you try to protect yourself from bad or wrong. You act on urges to more control. You seek more security, more power, more sovereignty over your life. But you're doing it from a limited perspective. And so you're in opposition of how the system of physical reality is designed all along. Now you're understanding that there is more going on here and that you are more than you thought you were. And there is a new way to approach physical reality and your life. And this new way is based in love and acceptance. This idea of acceptance means that in the moment, whatever's happening, you accept that it's perfect, that it's for you, that it's good, that it's right, that everything is always working out for your highest good and the good of all that is. And so you move out of fear and you start to see things from this higher perspective and you realize who you are. And so now you get into a state of alignment, and this state of alignment feels good. And yet the illusion still exists and still can bring you back into your old habits or old approach to life of the victim from time to time. And so all you're doing, instead of focusing on past and regrets and resentments or worrying about the future, is you're handling each moment as it comes. And you're using your powers of awareness to determine for yourself if this is actually bad or possibly could this be right. And when you say to yourself, well, maybe this could be right, maybe I can't see it right now, but I trust in the universe is bringing me everything I need. Everything I need when I need it. So if this event happens in my reality, it must be for some purpose. What could the purpose be? Well, the purpose is always more clarity, more love, more alignment, more expansion. Now, expansion, isn't that an interesting thing? Your primary intention was to come into this physical reality and to expand. How could a limitless being expand? Well, a limitless being expands through experiences. Through experiences that seem real. In the non-physical, you are aware of what is actually happening. You are aware of your eternal nature. You're aware of who you truly are. You're aware of your infinite potential. But yet you have no true experiences in the non-physical because you have this awareness. So you have to come back into another realm where there is an illusion, and the illusion is not knowing, or we will say not remembering. So you come back and you don't remember who you truly are. And so the journey starts from absolute not knowing who you are and then living a life based in this illusion that you are not all that is. You are not whole. You are not worthy. You are not source. You are not the creator of your reality. The illusion says you're the opposite of all those things. So you take this journey from this illusion through all these life experiences and all experiences in every life, and you move through those experiences and gain through expansion. So each experience expands you to a new level of awareness. Now, you must look at yourself as a human. As a human, you're quite different from the other animals on Earth. You have an expanded level of awareness. You also have a thirst for knowledge. You are all explorers. You're all seekers. And humanity is designed to move towards more clarity, more information, more discovery, new inventions, new ideas, new ways of being. And it's always evolving, evolving, evolving. The entire collective of humans on the planet is evolving from fear to love. You are all at the forefront of this evolution. And so you're all arriving at a new way of looking at life before the rest of the society, before the rest of humanity. You are starting to say, well, what if this isn't a problem? What if this is perfect? What if it's designed to be like this? What if it's happening for me? Well, that train of thought, which has never really been thought before, is creating new pathways of experience and expansion and adding new thoughts to the mass consciousness. And you are all doing this. Now, as you get deeper into it, you'll start to become aware of why this happened at this time. Why is this happening now? And in that moment, you're going to make choices. You're going to either stay in alignment by perceiving it as good, or you're going to make a choice to act on an urge to change the condition. And as we said in our email today, you are breathing like your lungs into your reality. So you're either breathing in love by accepting that everything is happening perfectly. Even if you're not aware of it in the moment, you might have a bit of fear. You're acting as if it's good. Now, this will go against the grain of what you were taught and what society believes. This is a brand new approach to life. It's completely different than what you were taught, than what most humans have lived. And so you have to understand that you were taught by those in fear. They were taught by those in fear. They were taught by their ancestor, all based in fear. Humanity has lived almost entirely in fear throughout its existence. And you're coming to this precipice where you're ready to chart a new course and brave a new trail towards a completely and radically new approach to life. This approach to life will seem strange or uncomfortable or even unrealistic, even a little woo-woo. How could you actually think this is good when we all know it's bad? How could you reframe this subject so that it does not adversely affect how you feel? Well, wouldn't that be denying the badness of it and just sticking your head in the sand and ignoring it? Well, that's primarily the case, because you have to understand that what's going on outside of your reality in other parts of the world or happening in the lives of other people is not your reality other than you hear about this. It's in your peripheral. You might watch it on a news story. And so while that is present, the ideas are present in your reality, the actual experiences are not present in your reality. And those experiences that are happening to those people are happening to move them from fear to love, out of their rigid belief system and into a new open belief system. So you have to realize that anything that you perceive or others perceive that's bad or bad happening around the world is happening because those people are attracting it based on their vibration, which includes their pre-birth intentions with the overall intention to move from fear to love, to break up that rigid belief system and soften it. Now, when they are in the depths of despair, they have access to thoughts based in lack and fear. Those are the thoughts that humans have thought for eons. Now, within that realm of thought that's been based in lack and fear is also hope and possibility for a new future and maybe even some new ideas. Those are the new ideas that you all are adding to this as you play this game in a new way. As you play this game in a new way, you will have to be courageous to have faith that actually all these things are good and to realize that from the limited perspective, you cannot see it. But if you choose the higher perspective, which may feel uncomfortable to you, especially at first, you will realize that you'll be acting less on urges to change conditions. And when you act less on urges to change conditions, you actually add less fear into your reality. This is a simple idea here. If you are existing in a day and you're going through your day and you're not adding fear into your reality that day, but adding love into it and connection and feeling abundant and feeling in alignment and receiving inspiration and acting on inspired ideas. As you do this in your day, as you breathe love in that day, it sets up the next day. And then it becomes easier to breathe love in that next day. And the more love you can breathe in with the less fear that you're now breathing in because you're not acting on urges to change conditions, you raise your vibration. This is important because as you raise your vibration, you come out of the illusion and into the light. The light is clarity, where you get to see more of what's actually going on. Once you see more of actually going on, you will see, as we see and as your inner selves see, that this is all working out perfectly, that there is nothing truly to fear, that all these fears are irrational, that they never had to be part of your reality. And while they may still be part of the reality of your friends and family, they don't have to be part of your reality anymore. And so then you get on this momentum where you're adding love, adding love, adding connection, adding appreciation and gratitude and thinking thoughts from the higher perspective and acting on even more inspiration and moving forward and expanding through all these experiences in love to higher levels of clarity. Now, as you raise it to higher levels of clarity, you will get to the point where not only do you see how this realm works, why physical reality is in place, but you will see who you are. You will realize, aha, it's all me. The entire thing was all me the whole time. From the beginning, from the time and place of my birth and the family that I choose, I set this all up. This was a grand education, a grand exploration, a grand journey to come from a limited perspective of myself, not anyone else, but of myself, to understanding, acknowledging, and knowing the truth of who I am. I am source. I am all that is. I am the creator of this reality. Everyone else was here to serve me as I made my journey from fear to love. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
So when I'm in a situation where my wife and I were co-parenting, I have kids that are older, and we're at a point now where I sort of had this manifestation event last night where my wife is saying, you're living in a fairy tale land. Everything is not good. Everything's not perfect. You're ruining our kids. You're ruining their lives. They will not be able to succeed in life. My kids have sort of bought into it, and I just sort of sat there. I didn't really defend. And I was like, okay, she's having this manifestation event. Let's let it go. But that made things worse. So when people aren't on that same level and you're trying to let it all, how do you either help them or at least process it?
So you have a choice in that moment. Can you breathe love into this situation where you're being attacked for your beliefs and you're being told you're wrong and you are in front of someone who's expressing an urge to change the condition, and you are the subject of that urge? And so you will dip into a lower emotional state of being because you're being told that you're wrong. And this has come up for you and for all of you time and time and time again. So it's triggering a limited belief. You cannot be trusted. You don't know what you're doing. You have to follow everyone else. They know more than you do. You can't think for yourself. And you're going to put us all in danger because we live in this environment that's going to drop asteroids on us, you see, and blow up everything that we've built. And so this is a deep-seated human limiting belief. And so every time that you're challenged, you receive an urge to defend yourself. Now, when you defend yourself, you're adding fear into your reality. You are separating yourself from the person who is attacking you. But you must understand that that connection, whether it's your wife, your mate, your parents, your kids, your best friend, or your worst enemy, that connection is the number one thing that you want to breathe love into. And how do you do that? Well, step one is acceptance. I accept that this person's in fear. I accept that they're linked up to that stream of consciousness based in lack. And that from there, they're going to receive urges to change conditions because they feel they have no control. So the only way to control their negative emotion when they see what they think is going wrong is to try and change or control these conditions. So for them, they're being flooded, and the negative emotion feels so bad because they're looking at the illusion. And so they want to stop that negative emotion. And so all they can do is argue or complain or be in some sort of conflict. You understand that process. Now, you're also in that consciousness of lack at that moment. So you're also receiving urges to defend yourself. And what happens if you defend yourself? In a war, you're going to be attacked, counterattack, and it's going to escalate. And that's going to escalate the separation in that relationship and build a layer of conflict in there that will be hard to resolve. You're going to cause cracks in the relationship that are hard to patch up. And this is the opposite of what you want to do. You want to come into absolute deep acceptance and love of that person wherever they are. So unconditional love. Now, if your two-year-old was complaining that she didn't want to eat her vegetables and was calling you horrible names because you're making her eat broccoli, you would smile and think it's cute and not worry and realize that in time, she will develop taste for this and that, and it'll all be okay. Well, the same is true with those who around you who are living in fear. All they see, all they perceive is wrong and bad. So they're looking at everything from the limited perspective. They're looking at it from a perspective that you can't even see. Why are you getting so upset? How can you think this is a bad thing? Just because they're thinking in a new way, that doesn't mean anything bad's going to happen. You can't see it, but from their perspective, that's all they see. All they see is red. And so And because their limiting beliefs are highly intense and they've been living this way for a long time and it's gaining momentum and they're digging their heels and holding on to their own limitations. Now, they could release these limitations and be free from this fear. But because their perception of reality is such that they believe they're victims living in a malevolent universe, and they believe they have to protect themselves from all sorts of things. Now, the most advanced among you still have that in you. You still want to hide aspects of yourself. You still want to promote this false persona. You still want to hold on to certain key limiting beliefs that you just think are true. And so you're not so different than them. You are quite a few steps ahead of them, but they will be following you. But guess what? Guess why this is happening? Because you are being tested to see if you can actually be an example of alignment. Now, if you could be an example of alignment, and if you could sit there while they're getting even more infuriated with you for not fighting back and not arguing and not defending yourself and just living in this la-li-la, rainbows and unicorns kind of world where you're happy, even though the world's crumbling around you from their perspective, because they're seeing something totally different than what you're seeing. You're starting to see that, hey, everything's working out. Hey, everything was perfect. Hey, why wouldn't everything be perfect in the future? Hey, things are going well. Hey, I'm feeling so much better. They can't see that version of reality that you see. You see the sky as blue. They see the sky as gray. You can't even argue with that because you have no idea what they're seeing. Oh, the only thing you can know is that you two are eternally linked. And what you are here to do is connect even deeper on a spiritual level with that person in pure love. And so we promise you, this is just a phase that you will all go through, and that people might think you're weird for time being, but then they'll start to say, wow, something's happening. Wow, things are seeming to go well for them. Wow, they're having these new abilities come online. They're having these new ideas. They're having a lot more fun. They're looking younger. They're feeling better. They're not paying attention to the noise in the background. They're more focused. They're more effective in everything they do. Maybe they have an idea or two. And maybe they won't take the idea that there is no wrong anywhere in the universe or that everything's perfect. But maybe they will say, being positive seems to be more agreeable than being negative. Appreciation seems to be more enjoyable than complaining. And you are the one who's going to lead all the people that you know and all the people that witness you, however they witness you, to a new definition of life. It may not happen this year. It may not happen next year. But as you rise to new levels of vibrational frequency, they must rise with you. When you change your approach to them, they will change their approach to you, because above it all, they are a reflection of you. And they are here to help you in your life and your journey to discover who you are. And so here you are thinking about being more authentic, thinking about the way life really works, having more faith, seeing more proof, realizing that these ideas coming in inspiration are for your highest good, and now acting more and more in love. Well, they'll test you. They'll test you. They'll bring up manifestation events. They'll point out limiting beliefs. Is this really how it works? This isn't what I was taught. I've always lived this way. Are we sure this is going to work out? Is this just a fantasy? You have those limiting beliefs within you, and those people around you will bring them up. Now, notice it's one of the most important people in your life. It's not some random person in the store or whatever it is. It's someone that you care about their opinion. And so that's why it feels tough, because you are looking at in that moment, in that instant, in that time, from that limited perspective. You have been taken out of alignment. You're looking for a limited perspective. You're receiving negative emotion. It feels worse than normal because you're used to feeling better than normal. And so now you're getting even more sensitive emotionally. And that's a very good thing, because you want to know when you're not in alignment. And you want the reason you want to know when you're not in alignment, because when you take action, when you're out of alignment, you're acting on an urge to change the conditions, and you're breathing in fear into your reality. You want to breathe in love into your reality. This is your primary intention. You want to breathe unconditional love into your reality and not so much fear. So the mere fact that you are pausing before taking action and not reacting in fear is a obvious sign to anyone who's observing this. And because it's not the norm, it's not what you may have done in the past, it seems strange. They're in fear. They're going to receive thoughts that you're changing into a different person. And that change into something unknown causes even more fear. But once they calm down, once they go to sleep, wake up in the morning, once they get back into alignment, once they see you, they will relax and they will let it go. Because when they look at you, they know in a spiritual way who you truly are. They may seem to say, oh, Jerry is my husband. That's a stranger. Just random person I met. We got married, had kids. Could have been anyone. But in a spiritual way, you are eternally connected. And you know it in their facial features. You recognize them. And this can carry you forward. If you think of this relationship in those eternal terms and realize when you get back to the non-physical, you'll say, oh, I had no idea that was you. Oh my God. And they will say, it's incredible how far you went in this life and how much unconditional love you were able to show. And I thank you for that. And you will hug and kiss and you'll do it all over again.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Joshua, I have a question. I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
And I think you addressed it just a little bit at the end there about in the return to the non-physical. But when you say that we come to the realization, which I am coming to, that it's all me, yes, that I'm the creator.
Yes.
I've listened to other podcasters, it's almost like a video game, like, right? But sometimes when I hear that it's all me, a limiting belief or a fear comes up that I'm alone.
Yes.
But then you just said, yeah, you know, back in the non-physical, we're not alone. But are we really? I know we're not alone here because I know I feel the connection in the physical and the non-physical, but it almost feels like these universes, like if this is a game, are we like alone here? Is my question making any sense?
Absolutely. It's one of the most profound questions that's ever been asked. And it's at such a high level, it may take a little while to explain this. Let's imagine that.
Okay. And let me just tell you, Joshua, I have a student coming. So if I have to leave, I'll come back to the
excellent
recording.
Let's imagine you exist in non-physical and you're with all your eternally linked beings in that non-physical realm. And let's make it very simple. This is not how it works, but just to illustrate this point, let's make it very simple. You are with your millions that you're eternally connected to. And everyone knows the lives that you've lived before. Everyone knows where you are on your journey of self-discovery. Everyone knows what you want to explore in this lifetime. And so everyone sets up this reality, your reality, which is unique to you, your universe. So you land on Earth, wherever you're born, wherever time you're born, and everything's set up. All the roads are paved, the hospital is built, the government's in place, history's there, laid out for you perfectly so that you can go on your journey of self-discovery. That reality that you land in is yours. No one else has that reality. It's yours. Everyone who comes in with you comes in to play a role to help you move along this journey. Now, you may say, okay, my husband, he's having a life too, but that's in a different reality altogether. You see? Yes, he is simultaneously, yeah, in a different reality. And you will play a part in that reality. And he plays a part in your reality. And you cannot see his reality. You don't know what he's thinking. You don't know what he's feeling. You don't know what his experiences were. You have a tiny fraction of an idea of what it might be like to be him. But you have no possible way of knowing or what anyone else knows. And you can't know who he truly is. Then you live this life. You go on your journey. You expand to another level. You return to the non-physical. They're all there. while they're still living their lives, you see. And then you can see what they're doing from the higher perspective and all this stuff. And then boom, you're in another life with all these people. Now it's all prearranged. It's all done. There's no homework you have to do. There's no writing it out. There's no lists or plans or any of that stuff. It's all part of the design of the system. So when we say you're the source creator of your reality, you created the whole thing. You created the tiles on that ceiling. You created the manufacturer of that air conditioner behind you. You created all of it to go on this journey. Now, certainly, you come in not knowing any of that, because if you knew it, there'd be no benefit in that. If you knew who you truly were all the way through this life, it would just be turning on the God mode in the video game. And that's not fun. The God mode is you can't die and you can do anything and you have all the powers and no one can defeat you. In this reality, you want to come in knowing who you are, but as you start to perceive your surroundings, you and as you learn the rules of the game and your parents tell you what to do and what not to do, and you have to eat food and you have to go to school and all these things, and they shuffle you in with a bunch of kids and everyone's basically the same and everyone has to fight for survival, you create or attract these limiting beliefs, part of the system. So this life from beginning to end is this journey. And in that journey, which is only for you, the only one who's experiencing this life is you, this reality is you, your creation, you created the universe, the entire universe. So every star you created, because those stars are in a certain place the day you're born. And they move around and influence what's going on in this timeline for you, in this dimension. Now, everyone else is having their separate reality, as you know. So your husband is having a completely different reality. Your kids are having a completely different reality, you see. But you're playing a role in his reality, unbeknownst to you. Now, as we said before, you may look at him and say, you're just a random person. You may even look at your children and say, you're random people. How did you get born to me? This is all random. But you are eternally linked to all of them. And this connection in love is spiritual. This feeling of love, that connection is how you truly feel about them. But when they behave in a way that triggers a limiting belief, you're going to opt out of the truth of this reality and back into the illusion. Now, you've had enough lives. So you've come to this point where you're ready to understand who you are. Once you understand who you are, you start a new trajectory, completely new. You're not bound in fear anymore because you've come out of the fear and adopted this radical new approach to life. So now going forward, you get to practice what it's like to live a life where you perceive you're the creator and that everything is happening for you. So the only reason anyone can come into your reality, any physical person, whether it's the cashier at the store or a friend or us or anything, it's all part of this journey that you intended or you created, you see? Now, you're going along with enough of it that you've led here. So you're acting on enough inspiration that you're here right now. All of you are here right now at this time studying this new idea, or playing around with this new idea, you see, or even incorporating some of the things we say in your daily life. That was the turning point. Once you discovered that you could possibly be the creator of your reality rather than the victim of fate, you created a new timeline. You arrived at the top of this mountain, you see, and now you're on a different journey. So you're in the beginning of a brand new journey, a new series of lives, this life and other lives that will lead you to more awareness of acceptance, and that acceptance is love. Now, let's imagine, as you had been taught in school and church, that there's a God, and the God created the earth and the heavens and the stars and the universe and all that. And then God created man, and man came down to have this experience. God had to accept it all, because otherwise, if you were God and you were looking at man, you would stop war, you would stop abuse, you would stop all these things.
Oh,
that
my
were,
gosh, yes.
They were all experiences, yes. You see? So you're God in training, don't you see?
Yes, I do. I do.
Excellent.
I do.
Yeah. So thank God you. Couldn't create the whole universe if God had to pay attention to all the little things here and suffer when man was suffering. God had to be able to get to a point of pure acceptance and unconditional love, which means exactly. allowing everyone else to do what they need to do to yes. become a God.
Yes. My creations are really, really teaching me acceptance right now. It's wonderful.
Yes. And this is why you came. Unconditional yes. love. And that's going to take a little while to learn. But now you know yes. why you're here.
Remember.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. Who's next?
So I'd like to ask a question then that kind of dovetails on both of these questions that have happened, bringing up a specific situation about acceptance and creating our preferred reality from a God perception. So, and here's how it kind of boils down into me in my life as I think about it in this moment, is that I have a propensity, I guess, when I'm on Facebook, if I see articles that seem to bring clarity, what I believe to be clarity about what's going on in the world and trying to bring awareness and help people I call wake up or whatever, or see through the lies basically that I believe are going on, I'll post something like that. So as I do it, I think, well, what am I doing here? Am I trying to change conditions or am I just trying to influence what's going on? And I am also aware that I need to also accept whether they accept it or not and create my own reality in uniquely and separately from whatever anybody else decides to do. But I still have this nagging feeling that I'm trying to control the condition, or maybe it is that there is some hope or expectation that they're going to see things from a different perspective, that we can create a new world, you know.
So would you like to live in this new world of love and acceptance where everyone,
I think I would, but isn't that an interesting question? Because I don't want it to be boring either. I don't want it to be that we all just sort of go along and think the same and there's no expansion. That'd be very boring, wouldn't it?
So there's two ways to look at this. You could look at it from the point of you read something, it resonates with you, you feel aligned, you receive the inspiration to share it. And then you let go of the outcome because you understand that some people get it and some people won't get it. Those who are closer to the fence as they're moving towards love will see it and maybe give them a little idea and they'll maybe resonate with them. Those who are in fear will not understand what it is and say that you're crazy for sending it or whatever it is. In that case, you're doing it in absolute acceptance. You're inspired and you're sharing what inspires you. Now, the other way could be true where you say, this world is going downhill and there's so many people in fear and it'd be so much better if everyone's in love. And we create this whole new dynamic where we work in harmony with the planet and all the new people coming in and we teach them how to live in alignment and tell them how the system of physical reality works. And it would all be this paradise. That would be saying that future reality is preferable to my existing reality, which means you're not accepting your existing reality. And so you're actually doing it from a form of control. And it's subtle because who wouldn't want to live in a beautiful, calm, loving, unconditionally supportive environment where all the people in the world are supporting each other? That will happen one day. But just like you said, from your perspective, where you are, where your experience of life is and the reality that you created, that would be boring. You don't want to wait until that happens. You want to be the maverick. You want to be the one mixing it up. You want to be the one who's within the populace, standing out as a beacon, charting a new course, thinking things in a brand new way, and then trying to deal with those who don't see you eye to eye and are still living in fear. You have to see that you are this leader, the one who has chosen to come here now and to play around because you are strong and brave and tough and intelligent and willing to mix it up in 2021 when in 200 years they'll look back and they'll think of it as the Wild Wild West. where it was all this chaos and everything. And things will smooth out and smooth out and smooth out, but only because you came here first to lead the way. All of you came here first, not to proactively go out and spread the word or proselytize or any of that stuff, but to think a different thought, because it's the thoughts you think that are added to the stream of consciousness that make that change. It adds to those thoughts that are available to those in fear. Here's a thought of love in amongst that. And so those who are resonating towards the top of that, towards the middle of that spectrum from fear to love, will be able to attract your thoughts because you're thinking and all of you are thinking in new ways. And from time to time, you'll post something on Facebook. And from time to time, you'll talk to a friend about it. And from time to time, you'll have someone listen to the podcast. You'll do all these things out of inspiration, knowing that you're the warrior leading the way, blazing the new trail, exploring ideas that others aren't ready to explore because they're living in fear. You've done all this work through all your previous lives to be here now. So this life is the life that is impactful. And this life is the life that really shakes it up and is really interesting and is really exciting. And you have more tools at your disposal. You're not living in a village where you'll never go to the next village in your entire life. You're living in a place where you can go all over the world, talk to people all over the world, bring in new ideas from all different sources, put your own spin on anything, say it in your own way. And how exciting is that? And you'll see that when you return to the non-physical, but you could see it now. Once you start looking at yourself from this higher perspective of I'm here now thinking this thought, that means that I am moving more towards love than the rest of the planet. And I'm blazing a new trail because I wanted to come here and mix it up because this time period is so fascinating. 200, 300, 400 years, it'll be an entire world where everyone is helping and supporting and teaching each other from birth to death without any separation. It'll be absolute what you might envision as paradise on earth. And as you can see, it's moving that way. It's moving towards more equality, more love, more acceptance, more options, more abundance, more freedom, and more support. Not just for other people, but for the planet, the animals, and everything. It's moving towards better and better and better. You didn't want to go straight to the end like a lot of people will. You want to come here now and ask these questions and play these games and have these new ideas and talk to your friends who are thinking these same thoughts and have these conversations. Those conversations, because you're bringing in alignment, new ideas, you're speaking them to your friends. They're getting new feedback from you and new perspectives from you. They're sharing it with their friends. They're sharing it with their friends. They're sharing it with their friends. And all of that is adding to the mass consciousness, moving, helping to move everyone more towards love. This is how you have to look at yourself. So even if you say, is this control? And you've done it, don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. Because you're adding so much new ideas and new thoughts and new expressions of love into your reality that you're doing all this work anyway. You can't get it wrong. You'll never get it done. It's supposed to be fun. You don't have to take it seriously. And you have a limiting belief that you can make mistakes, which you cannot. You cannot make a mistake. That's not possible. Okay. When you observe a movie and you're perceiving what's on the screen and the story they're telling, and you think it's going to go one way and it goes another way, that is an interesting plot twist. That makes it interesting. And so just ride the ride, but realize that you're playing the part of you, but you're also observing that. And that's what's fascinating about it. And that's what causes all the expansion. So as long as you're expanding, you're winning this game. Now, if you want to be a little more effective, you just think a little bit more about, am I adding love? Am I adding fear? If that was yesterday, don't worry about it. Just in this moment. Yesterday's gone. It doesn't matter. Yep. In the moment, well, could I make it more love? Could I think of it as some benefit?
Go ahead. Exactly. I think that's the point I was getting just before you even said that, was that, yes, what I could do to up my game is think about being the one that's mixing it up, but to add the element of not just here's some information and here, you know, like blip, it's more, okay, how can I put my flavor on it to add a perspective of love somehow into that thing. I think that was the big,
yes,
the big and, piece.
That and it's your unique perspective that no one else can have. And when you add that, right, and take ownership, that is your unique perspective that you're adding when you add a comment to some quote, you see. Mm-hmm. Now, it's also too that those who will read it and see you, whether they know you or they've read you before or whatever it is, they will say, this is interesting because Stephen is putting this out there. What is Stephen knowing? Where is he getting this information? Mm-hmm. Why is he into this? What is this? How is this benefiting him? And some will say, mm-hmm, well, I respect Stephen. I really like Stephen. I think he's a smart guy. And I want to know more about what Stephen's doing. Other people say, well, he's a bit woo-woo for me, so I'm not really into this stuff. And that's fine, mm-hmm, right? But yep, even those people who will say it's a little woo-woo for me, you're making it more mainstream for them, more acceptable to them. Those who are very standoffish, yep, about it, yep, now, because you're standing firm in your, yep, thing. And this takes a bit of courage because, yep, you so want people to think of you a plans certain way. Yes. Planting the seed. Exactly. Excellent.
That's great. I really like today's, in all of this, today's meditation on relationships, because it really does explain the whole dynamics of what we're talking about here. You know, the relationship with personal relationship, with the world, with ideas, with the whole thing that we're all, it's all for us. And that it's all part of this video game that, you know, Jen was talking about. So,
but it's cool. What it is about your relationship to all of these things. It's you, yes, in relation to every aspect of your life, to every moment, yeah, of your life. It's a relation. You're not observing it. You're in relationship. So as you perceiving you, you're relating to what you perceive as outside of you that's really being projected, mm-hmm, by you to show you who, mm-hmm, you're being. And then as you become a being more in love and acceptance, then you project a new reality that shows you that. And everything that you manifest is part of that, which includes manifestation events designed to show you these hidden limiting beliefs that you are ready now to process. Right. Once you process those, you're more in love. And your reflection is more in love. Now, every single person who comes into your reality is there to help you see this. So they're reflections as well, every single one of them. And sometimes they're reflections of how wonderful you are. And they adore you in certain moments. And sometimes they're reflections of limiting beliefs. And they have some resistance, mm-hmm, in moments. Now, if you can say, mm-hmm, they are there for me, all these people were assembled to come into this reality in unique roles,
yep,
to support me, then you have to feel that you're absolutely supported and abundant and free and the absolute creator of your reality. And the entire universe is set up and designed to support you, to give you everything you need to go on this journey of self-discovery. Now, if you're not on that journey, those of you who are listening at a later date, if you're not on your journey of self-discovery, if you're trying to get what you think you lack, you're going to get manifestation events to show you what you're doing, that you're off your inspired path. You're exploring who you're not. So those manifestation events that you think are bad and wrong come to show you that you're simply off your path. Once you get on this path, realizing this whole life is just a journey of self-discovery to come to the ultimate conclusion that you're the creator of your reality, then everything lines up for you and it becomes a much more smooth ride and enjoyable and exhilarating and exciting. But it's all your reality that you created. Excellent.
Awesome. Who's next? Thank you so much.
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
I had an experience yesterday that really amused me. And it seems to me like it should have been a manifestation event, but it really didn't feel like that in the moment. Driving in my car, which I really enjoy, and listening to music, and the music that was coming on during the day, before this, during this, and then after it, felt like this, like a soundtrack made just for me. You know, it was one of those days where you're like, yep, thank you. This is the most perfect song for this moment. I was having that moment and I, you know, I got dinged by a rock that had bounced off of a truck. And normally before boot camp and Ascension, that would have irked me because I really do enjoy my car. But I was like, okay, it's fine. Whatever it is, it is. And I thought to myself, I really could feel myself remaining in alignment in that moment. And as I am talking to myself and going, wow, that was awesome. I'm totally still in alignment. I got hit by another rock. And this time it was enough to spider crack my windshield. And I could only see two little lines at the moment, but I thought, okay, first of all, it was like a gunshot. So I definitely winced. But then I saw the lines and I just kind of laughed. I was like, okay, I guess I'm exploring my windshield being cracked. And then while I was driving, I'm watching the lines grow. And then eventually I could see how big it was. And I never felt myself getting thrown out of alignment because I felt like I somehow was exploring that in the moment. And while, yeah, we're going through life and we seemingly don't always have, you know, usually when something happened, you're like, I don't have time for this. And I didn't really, I was like, okay, I got to deal with this. And I did. And it was fine. But then later on, I laugh because I'm going through house renovations. And in just before that happened, I had replaced a broken toilet, that had arrived broken. And then my husband reminded me that the day before we discovered our sink was cracked. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm exploring cracks, but I'm not perfectly always going to stay in alignment. But I didn't feel thrown out of whack, but I did feel like, well, maybe there's something here I'm supposed to explore, whether it was just in that moment while I was driving or looking back, which I don't necessarily need to do. Was it, I'm exploring, you know, some sort of metaphor, you know, of cracks. I don't know.
What we'll say is you're exploring alignment. You're having a good time. Everything's working out and something bad happens. So this is what happens to most people. They're feeling good. Everything works out. Something random happens and they're out of alignment. Natural. Everyone should be upset if a rock breaks their windshield. Everyone should be upset if they get a delivery and it's broken. Everyone should be upset if something bad happens, you see? But nothing bad happened. So you're in alignment. You hit a rock. You noticed it. It didn't take you out of alignment. You're exploring alignment. What does it mean to be in alignment? It means you're in alignment. You're feeling good. You're perceiving everything as good. The songs are playing. You enjoy driving your car. The scenery is beautiful. The sun is shining. Everything is set up for your alignment. Does that mean you're only supposed to be in alignment when everything's set up for your alignment? That's a conditional thing. The conditions just happen to be a way that you accepted them. I like these songs. I like this car. I like this weather. I like where I'm going. I like. People do that all the time. People have fun and enjoying themselves, but then something happens that takes them out of alignment or that they choose to perceive in a way that removes them from alignment. So in this case, it was the first rock. No problem. You stayed in alignment. It doesn't mean anything. The next case, it's a bigger rock that caused damage to the windshield. Well, actually, what happened? Did anything bad happen? Nothing happened that was bad. It was just a cracked windshield. What happened if you got sideswiped by a car and just grazed the side and scratched the side? Nothing bad happened. What happens if you get the toilet that's broken? Nothing bad happened. Now, you may say, okay, it is bad because we have to pay money for it or wait for a new thing and all this stuff, and it should be different than it is. No, it shouldn't. This is exactly how it should be. Everything's working out perfect. The windshield cracked so that you could either stay in alignment or out of alignment. You stayed in alignment. You said nothing bad happened. This isn't wrong. This will lead to something. We'll see what happens. I'm not just accepting that this is wrong. I am stating a new premise that everything is right. So if this were to happen, there's a reason. Maybe you take it to the shop. Maybe while they're changing the windshield, they find something else in the car that would have broken down and had you on the side of the road. It would save something. So everything is happening for a purpose. But we could easily say that the universe is testing you to see if you're ready to stay in alignment, if you're ready to look at everything from the higher perspective. Because if you did, you couldn't be taken out of alignment. If you said, windshield cracked, no big deal. Toilet broken, no big deal. This came in late, no big deal. No big deal, no big deal. You set yourself up for alignment. Now, nothing can take you out of alignment because you understand that there's no benefit being in fear and dipping down in the consciousness of lack. That's not going to help you because all you're going to do is get urges to change your conditions and you're going to breathe fear into your reality. If you're staying in alignment, all you're doing is breathing love into your reality. And so all these little things start to go away. And then you start to notice your thoughts. I don't think I like that color. Why don't I like that color? I don't think I like that person. Why don't I like that person? I don't think I like that political party. Why don't you like the political party? You start to address all these things that you once looked at from a limited perspective, and now you're looking at it from a higher perspective. Why? Because it sets you up for alignment. Now, does that mean you're just accepting everything? And so you're going to be vulnerable to all these bad things that can happen to you. And when a bad thing happens to you, you're going to see it as a good thing. And that perspective or that perception of reality just is what it is. And this is going with the flow and you're not really controlling anything. And you're looking at everything from the higher perspective. And so you're perceiving all these bad things as if they were good. And this makes you what? Stay in alignment. And this makes you feel good. And this makes you more effective. And this connects you to a stream of consciousness that allows you to receive inspiration, take action to add more love into your reality. Yes. And build more momentum towards love. Yes. And go on a journey of self-discovery to discover who you are. Yes. That's the only reason. So imagine this. Imagine if you were to say, oh, I feel good now. Boom. I feel bad. Okay. In feeling bad, you have that time where you're feeling bad, where you receive urges to change conditions. Okay. I'm going to change this condition. I'm going to call up this truck company and complain and make them pay for my windshield and have that driver fired for that. And you're adding fear into your reality and you're spending time doing stuff that you do not want to do. And it's not fun. It's not enjoyable. You see, and this is how everyone else acts. So imagine now saying, it doesn't matter. It didn't hurt me at all. There's no problem here. This isn't a bad thing. This thing I thought was bad my whole life, turns out it's not a bad thing. Now imagine that state of being. Well, then when you're not acting on urges all the time, you're receiving inspiration and you're moving along this journey to discover that in fact, you've created all of this so you can understand this approach to life, live the approach to life, and then realize that you created this entire reality so that you could live this approach to life and that you've been doing it many, many, many times before. And in this life, you've gotten to this awareness for the first time ever. And now you're going to start exploring what it means to be limitless. So Source has enough experiences piled up in the tapestry of all it is of limited human experiences. Think of all those who lived before. Limited, 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 always seeking less limit, less limits, more freedom, more abundance, more joy, more safety, more security, all these things, more, 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 more equality. Now you get to this point where you say, okay, what if I dropped all my limitations? What if I stop seeing everything as right and wrong and just said it doesn't matter? I choose to see that as good and that as bad. What if I choose to see everything as neutral and just see the good in all of it? See it all as positive, all is right, all is working out. If I chose that, now I'm having more limitless experiences. For the first time in humanity, the pendulum is moving from limitation to limitlessness. What would it be like to blaze a new trail where I didn't immediately come to some judgment of right or wrong? And now I contemplated that. What is the benefit of seeing this as a wrong thing? Oh, try and protect myself, try and control some condition so it doesn't happen in the future. What happens if I don't complain about that truck? Well, it could happen to someone else. Well, if it happened to someone else, it would be for them too, you see. You are talking about your reality, how you feel in it, because you have to, if you're going to be of any benefit to anyone else, like in the airplane, when the oxygen mask drops, you put that over your mouth first and then hand it to your child. You come into alignment first, and then you're inspired to take action that is for your benefit and the benefit of everyone else around you. You see, this is the new approach to life of love, coming to the, starting from the premise that you're the creator, and traveling a journey of experiences through adding more love and raising your vibration to the conclusion or the realization, the absolute knowing that you are the source creator of your reality, and that this entire system was set up for that one moment of awareness. That's it. The whole system set up for that one moment of awareness. And when you become aware of who you truly are, you start operating completely differently than you ever did before and that anyone else does now. You start acting like you set this all up and that you can do anything in this environment and that you don't need to do anything other than interpret everything from a higher perspective. Live in acceptance. When you live in acceptance, you unlock the golden key to every single thing you truly want, which is to be this example of alignment and realize who you are and then serve your purpose. And that purpose can only be known to you once you acknowledge that you are worthy of it all because you are the creator of it all.
I appreciate this. And in the spirit of our conversation today, we've been talking, or you've been talking about, you know, our me in relationship to other people. And I was really thinking about this as we were talking about this as a relationship of being in alignment with ourselves. And then you just reminded me that when I came home, my son had pulled up and was experiencing a manifestation event and was bothered by something that didn't have to be such a big deal or bad or good. And I looked at him and I said, listen, there's going to be things that are going to throw you. Does this need to be one of them? You know, and look what just happened to me today. It's fine. We could take care of it. It's all good. And he went, yeah, okay, I'm picking it. And this doesn't need to be one today. So that just reminded me of that.
And imagine that gift that you just gave him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Because you had a moment of clarity and you acted on inspiration and you didn't try to change his condition by solving his problem. You just showed him a higher perspective. And that's exactly what we're doing with
you.
No,
I just asked him. Yeah. Does it need to be a manifestation event? Does it?
Exactly.
And it just gave him something to think about. Thank you. This is great. Thank you, Gary.
This has been an amazing conversation with amazing creators. You have to understand that you came here to mix it up, to blaze new trails. You are courageous, intrepid explorers of physical reality, and you chose this time to be here. This time, this important, interesting time of awakening to be here. There's no accidents. This is part of your entire journey of self-discovery. You're on the precipice. You're so close. You're getting there minute by minute. And as you consider the fact that everything is right and nothing is wrong, you'll realize that through the experiences of manifestation events that will show you a limited way that you had existed in the past and open you up to a limitless way, you will suddenly realize what this is all about. And everything from that moment will change. And we are so thrilled to be a part of that journey with you. And from this point, we are complete.
Thanks, Joshua. Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.